This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top-brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Good morning, everybody!
I like having fun.
Welcome to Office Hours! It's me, Tim Heidecker, turning my reverb off. We're having a little jam session here. I put some beautiful reverb on. I'm singing. I'm smiling. I'm ready for the show like I've never been ready before. I'm telling you, total 100% preparation went into this today. We rehearsed like hell. Last night we rehearsed from, I'll tell you, 6 o'clock p.m. till 2 a.m. Running every beat, running every cue, running every joke, running every, not really running any, all the calls, of course. That is still going to be sort of improvised, ad-libbed. But I thought we made great progress last night. Tired as hell.
That's right. Yeah. We're tired as hell.
Good morning. We met here at 6 this morning to do it again, to run it with full dress and lights and cameras and stuff. I think it's going to pay off.
It went well the second time, so third time's a charm, as they say.
Well, I think, last night went good. Mm-hmm. A lot of big changes at the last minute, but now we're locked in. I'm going to do a great show. I can feel it already. That was not rehearsed.
I didn't do that last night. I opened it before.
And we didn't do
we
it
started.
This morning either. That was already open.
I'm ad-libbing. This is what I should not be doing.
I guess we should have ran it 4 times.
Do you want to start at the top?
I don't want to start at the top. We got to plow through. Okay? Good. Well. How do you want to, going forward, I'll ask, how do you want to do this?
By the script.
Like, do we want to put the hours of rehearsal in and then let it all go to seed by the time we actually do the show? Or do we want to actually stick to the rehearsal and the script?
Well, why are you doing this now? I mean, we could have just stuck to the strip.
All right.
Strip. Got the
all right, you know
in
what?
In front of me, but.
Forget it. We're going to riff it. Matt, okay. Delete the script. We're off book now. And all that hard work, I would have liked to have just been with my family last night and gotten a reasonable rest, go to bed at 10:30. But no, I'm down here running every cue. For what? Let's begin.
Tim Apple.
By welcoming with open arms, with arms wide open. Back from the road, DJ Doug Pound is back.
Hey!
Doug. Oh, I was going to have a new I was going to have a new welcome phrase, but
you don't have one. It's okay.
Doug, Vic Berger is here as well, Vic the Fourth. And Vic, you in the chat, you suggested a new catchphrase.
I have a new one.
Which got no replies from anybody.
Nobody cared about it, but let's see. What sip, everybody?
Fail. Hashtag fail.
What sip, everybody? So
yeah,
something everyone can do.
Take a sip if you got one.
What sip, everybody?
There it is. The gang in the Zoom room. Everyone's taking. Somebody's shaking up their beverage.
I love it.
Sip away.
Sip away.
Sip away. Yay.
Captain Carlin, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Apologies for my outburst last week. I gave you a very hard time.
I still maintain my innocence, but it's good for the show, so I like it.
Well, let's not look behind the curtain that much. People understand that I'm under a lot of pressure. But here's the real exciting news for the show today. We have not one, but we have two incredibly talented. The talent in this room, it's not like, it's something like we haven't seen maybe in weeks. I mean, you have to be honest when you say the guests that we've had, like Jack Black, Kyle Gass.
You want to give
Jay Weingarten?
No.
We have.
No.
All right, thank you. Not only do we have Money Mark here, legend, absolute legend, that we're going to, I mean, you're.
Wait, did Jack Black Mark. Have to rehearse the night before? Too?
I think he's a little bit, he's locked in. I don't think that guy does much rehearsal. You're going to be playing music, you're telling
it's
stories.
It's an honor to be here.
Thank you. Next to Money Mark, we have Eric Bauza. Who's Eric Bauza? I don't know.
I don't know.
Eric Bauza
I don't know. I like you said, you had Tenacious D on, and then you went from the D to like all the, like, below.
No.
The song you play at a bar when you want people to leave.
No. Here's right. What's beautiful about the two of you being here is absolute, tremendous, 100% level talent, but also kind of behind the scenes. And people not out there in the front like Jack Black is. Right?
Yeah.
And people like this, or me. Right. You don't need the limelight. You don't need the adoration. You're in the back making things great by what you do.
They're kind of like me and Vic.
We're in the back.
A little bit.
Right. Making things great.
No, Eric, you are the voice of many, many of our most beloved cartoonish characters.
I'm the cartoonish. Boink. Yeah.
And that's right, Doc. Thanks for having me.
Yikes.
Wow. And that's it.
Which one was that?
That was Bugs Duck and Daffy Bunny.
Yes. We'll do a long.
We're
going
to get them all. You know what? You got a request for Eric? Call in.
Do it.
You want to hear your favorite cartoon character make election predictions for 2022? Let's hear it.
Now that Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Sleepy Joe. My vote for that.
But I'm Canadian, so I can't vote. So that's the other side of it.
Do you know any of the Stooges by any chance?
Yeah, like Larry.
Oh!
Larry Fine.
Whoa!
Right.
I can't take credit for that impression. The Billy West.
You're doing an impression of Billy West.
An impression of Billy doing, you know. He's a code cracker, I like to call him.
So much more. Let me get to just a little bit of...
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm trying to turn that off.
Code cracking over there?
By the way, I don't think I've ever brought this out on the show, but I do have a deck of the oblique strategies. Do you know what the oblique strategies is, Eric?
No.
I know you know what it is, because you are a studio rat.
I think I have an original deck of those.
Well, I don't have it. This is a reprint.
Let's try it.
If you don't know...
Oblique strategies.
Oblique strategies.
It's like
old George Takei.
George Takei. I'll tell a George story later. I got a good one.
Great.
One. This is a good one.
Tim, those are tarot cards for music nerds, right?
If that's the way you want to see it, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, these were pull a card, I'll see what it says.
This was invented by and written by Brian Eno and somebody, Peter Schmidt. I don't know.
Peter Schmidt. Yeah.
Jordan Peter series, Schmidt.
Can I get a fucking sense? These are random prompts, sentences, so that when you are stuck or you're looking for inspiration, those are the two things, really. You're in a, I could use synonym type phrases, but you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You pull one of these boys out.
Or if you're doing a show and you don't know where you're going.
Yeah. And they're just seemingly random pieces of advice or suggestions. Oh, interesting.
Just doing a little wild back.
I don't know how we're going to make this apply, but we have make it more sensual. Mark, can you give us a little something sensual there? I'm looking for love, but it ain't coming round these days. I'm looking to stick my prick. Yeah, someone new. Anyways, don't know how sensual that is. What about some kind? Oh, that's nice. Your body. I'm gonna say a phrase, and then you repeat it in a different.
All right.
Your body.
Your body.
Is a wonderland.
Is a wonderland.
Oh wow!
You know, these Canadians, they come over the border, and they take all the jobs. You know, we gotta build a wall around Canada.
Mm.
French fries, cheese, and gravy. I believe they call it Putin.
Oh!
It's a food they like, and I could have Putin in my mouth. All day. Oh. Make it sensual.
Bing.
Make it
boom.
Sensual.
Yeah. Bang.
What?
Would you ever wish to be the Dodger Rocket Stadium Man organist?
I would love to do that.
Isn't she? Is it he or she? I don't know who it is.
I think
but
it's a he right now.
But
I don't know.
It was a woman for a long
but
time.
But every stadium has it. But Dodgers, but yeah.
The Dodgers yeah, wow. person is so good. The little references and the little, you know, very, mm-hmm. very clever. Yeah. So quick.
It's no,
so
of course quick. Not.
Yeah. I love all the Nirvana stuff. They
do Nirvana?
I think that. I've heard Nirvana.
They do it all.
Can you play like Dieter Teen Rule. Spirit That's riff like on their?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you give
I've
me
never
a taste
tried
of it.
It. I'll figure it down, out. Down. In my head.
Ding, ding, ding,
oh, we should have ran that on rehearsal. So.
Yeah, last night.
Now listen. Now quiet. Quiet, you. Give me a little.
Quiet, you.
Duet coming.
I thought you were going into a foghorn. Like, I said, quiet, sir.
Now, here's the thing.
Now, pay attention, son.
The sensuality thing is going away. Yeah.
Southern accents.
Yeah. A killed vibe. I can do some voices too, you know.
I know.
I just went
I
a different direction with my career.
Now, here's the thing.
All right, let's do the monologue of the day. Can I get a little Tonight Show, please?
From who?
Whoever's
hold
got
on,
it.
I got
you guys
it.
Seem got, pretty quick yeah. on the trigger back there.
Broadcasting live from Glendale, California. It's Office Hours Live.
Oh, hey, everybody. A lot of stuff going on in the news today. Apparently, I guess you saw this, Biden said the pandemic was over. Yeah, pandemic's over. I think there might have been a little confusion, though. There was a movie screening of a new movie coming out last night, and I think he was watching Don't Worry, Darling.
The media said what?
All right, moving on. The fundamental misunderstanding of the premise of that joke by people in this room earlier in the show. But I'm not going to dwell on it. You guys can do your own research.
I still don't understand it, but
don't worry, darling.
Yeah, don't worry.
Eric gets it. He's astute.
I just don't think Biden's much of a darling. That's a I don't know.
Oh, he's well. That's his nickname in the Senate, Darling Joe.
He's wow, I have no idea.
The Washington darling.
There it is. that drummer feels like he's late to start the show. No, we're going.
Like he only gets the last two and the four. It's not like one, two, three, four. It's just
yes. Yeah. They just jump right in.
Whoa! Okay. Oh. What's that?
I have a lot of different.
You just shut down his concept of that joke.
Oh, what
the drummer
I do?
Was just putting down his bong. Inch by inch.
Sorry.
Inch by inch, Vic listening. Is moving closer and closer to the moment where he will physically kill me. He's trying to do it through.
I was.
Slow body blows and little things here, but we're going to get to that day soon enough.
Wow. I honestly don't know what I did.
I don't either.
It's building it.
You could feel it in the room, right?
Yeah.
Tension is bubbling.
I blew it. Big time.
Ew, stinky.
Let's do the city of the day because these guys are here. I don't want to give them a ton of time to get Mark brought all these great toys with him. We're going to have toy time. I think you brought some toys.
I did bring toys.
Different kinds of
and
toys.
And I notice I think your toys match my shoes.
Yeah. I'll give these you are, this afterwards. These you are can the, have this.
Mark's got
my
his
keyboard.
He's got his Casio. He's got a Leslie
Wait, is
speaker
this
back
now?
There.
Is this showing? Yeah.
That what
yeah,
would you
we
call
got
that?
That?
That's like
yeah.
a toy, right?
It's a keyboard, foot pedal.
Unbelievable.
It's not doing anything at the moment, but we look forward
yeah,
to it doing something.
It'll come on. I'm stuttering like Porky Pig.
It will be Money Mark. He's here.
here.
Wow.
Damn. I always am fascinated by the process by which things come to be what they are. And I wonder how much back in that original Warner Brothers, Mel Blanc era, how much discussion ever even happened with any of these characters? Like, was it sort of just like first run, yeah, or was there like meetings about it? And like,
I think
I don't know if Daffy would talk like that. Do you?
Right. I think it's just we're kind of just at the mercy of what Mel said was true. Right. I know he wrote a book, and I know a lot of people say some of that stuff is like absolutely 100% true, and then others say
apocryphal.
Yeah, you know, like how he came up with the voice for Porky.
How was that?
He said, well, Warner Brothers asked me to go come up with a voice for Porky Pig. So I went out to the farm, and I wallowed around in the mud with a bunch of pigs, and I noticed that they were grunting. If a pig could talk, he'd talk with a grunt.
Right.
The that's all, folks.
Right.
And that's how they came up with the voice of Porky Pig. Wow.
Now somebody would not allow that because it sometimes feels like it's a stutter, and that's a problem.
Yeah, how did you practice it? Like that thing? Like, how did you
look at me?
I know.
I just watch lots of television. All I do.
What I was trying to get to is the city of the day, and it is the city of the day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This episode is brought to you by Funnables. Funnables aren't just fruit snacks. Every bite your child takes is fuel to spark their imagination, taking them from a wild unicorn space mission to a deep sea dive into a rainbow river. Funnables are made with 7.1% real fruit puree and are an excellent source of vitamins A, C, and E. So anytime, any place, make snack time playtime with Funnables fruit snacks. Have fun, eat it too. Visit funnablesnacks.com to shop now.
The city of the day, city, ladies and gentlemen.
My dad.
The city of the day. You could say the city of the day is sponsored by...
The city of the day is sponsored by...
Tickle tempters. Like to get tickled but too afraid to ask? Consider that problem solved with Tickle Tempters. These stylish shirts have custom holes cut into the ticklish areas of your body. Now it's easier than ever for fun fingers to tickle your sides, belly, and armpits. If someone sees you wearing your tickle tempter, they'll know that you crave the intoxicating thrill of an uplifting tickle. So get ready for some giggles and check this out. Tickle tempters now come in pants with tickle holes in the inner thigh, and buttocks. Now you can spend your entire day laughing. Order now, and Office Hours listeners get a free tube of tickling lubricant for quicker, slicker tickles. Just go to tickle.hole/probe and start laughing for once. Eric, I'm inspired by your presence, I must say. I'm telling you,
you're on fire.
I'm on fire. Let's find out. I always say who is the city of the day, but let's find out where is the city of the day.
It's been so long.
Mariah Klingerman, are you there?
Spent 5 hours making that jingle.
Here. Oh, wait, I just talked.
Doug made a jingle.
Let's hear it.
I spent 20 minutes on it.
I was going to say, I think the project that you use to make jingles has a lot of the same settings.
Well, I had to make that one quick because I just arrived last night.
Yeah. Well,
Mariah's our host of the day.
Hi, how are you? Where are you calling from so you can provide us with the city of the day?
I am calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Ooh, I love Minneapolis, Minnesota.
What do you got? Yeah, I just saw you there.
Vancouver.
The Minneapolis. I just saw you perform there a couple months ago.
What's that?
I just saw you perform here a couple of months ago.
Ah, in St. Paul at the...
Oh, yes, it was in St. Paul, yeah.
Technically in St. Paul. The Twin Cities, though, as we know them, so...
Right.
The Minneapolis.
Yes.
The Minneapolis. Yep.
That's a sort of a notable show. I don't know if I told this story, but I was suffering the residual effects of COVID. Of course, I was testing negative. Don't have any fear there. But you
did
know,
did you just give COVID to everybody?
No, but there was that like week after, kind of. I still had congestion, and I was singing every night, and I was like, my throat was kind of just still. You know, I was just had that kind of froggy voice. And we had one of these rock docs come, almost like Elvis had his Dr. Nick. Mm-hmm. I had one of these rock docs come. Well, he's just a doc. I mean, it was just a house call at the theater. And he was like, I'm trying to think of what that was in reference to.
It's as close as I get to a frog at the moment.
It's not a frog at all.
I have a frog.
It's a croak.
We don't need a frog. People know what frogs are and what frogs sound like.
Well, they sound cute.
Or they sound like this sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Kermit.
Like Kermit the Frog, yeah.
That's a very sensitive one, right, for people, because Jim Henson is so...
He is...
But his son took over, right? John Henson, right?
You know, that I don't know. I only know...
Okay, Steve moving on. You don't know the answer.
Going back to the doctor.
Mark,
do you know
the answer to that?
John Henson?
No, I don't know that.
All right, we're moving on.
True.
You understand? We're not...
He does. Yeah.
This isn't a show where we just speculate about things.
I want to know about the rock doc, because I got that big needle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before you go on tour, you get this vitamin B shot. Uh-huh.
No, I didn't get that, like but that. I got steroid pills that I didn't. He was like, if you are really in pain, take these. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really in pain, but he goes, but here's this inhaler, and it'll help open up your sinuses. It'll help open up your throat and everything. And so I've never done it. I've never used an inhaler before. But so I did it like, I'm like, oh, I don't know if that worked. I'm going to do it again. I did it like three times. And what I didn't know, that's got a kick to it.
Oh, yes, yeah. It does.
Big kick. No one told me that. Doc didn't tell me that. But so I get out. I don't know if you could feel it on stage, but I was on fucking fire. Like, we probably cut 5 minutes off the set by me playing everything faster.
And your stand-up set was real fast that night.
Yeah. I was going, who's going to do it? I'm going to get up, I'm going to do it, it's going to be again. Yeah, fuck it, let's do it, all right! Like, that was my energy.
So you're like, you're just
out of my speed. I was on speed.
Wow.
But was it a good show nonetheless?
Oh, absolutely. I could not tell that you were... under the weather or anything.
Oh, good.
I don't think anybody could tell.
No, I mean, the adrenaline also works really well for that. I find adrenaline is... I have a shot of adrenaline.
Every day. Every day.
But...
Where's that inhaler right now?
Yeah. I have it upstairs. I only did it that night, and then I did it one other night, but then I was like, no, I don't need this. I have natural energy given to me by God himself. Anything else you want to chime in on or report on or speculate about?
I suppose I do have one stupid pun, really amateur pun, if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I think so. You want to take a quick vote? Doug?
Yeah.
In? Vic?
I'm all
100%.
Always.
I'm in.
But always a yes.
Pun it.
As long as it's quick.
All right.
Pun it over
all
to
right,
us.
So I've been... in the army for maybe 10 years or so, and I was
thank you for your service.
I was deployed a couple of years ago, and I was in a really unfortunate situation where I lost a limb. And when I got home, my son was just absolutely terrified, and he was like, "I really don't want you to go back to the army," and I told him, "Don't be afraid of the army, son."
Don't be afraid of the army, son.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Fred Armisen.
Oh.
Sorry.
Thank you for your service.
Okay.
We love the troops. Look.
Yep.
How about Biden? He's always whispering. Look.
Hey.
done what you could.
I wasn't really in the army, obviously.
I'm not kidding.
Do you have a son?
I'm not kidding. I'm not
I don't
kidding.
Have a son.
Oh, so this whole thing's a lie.
Okay. Wow.
Well, good for you.
Just like having pun.
Yes.
That's it.
Matt, we do. Yes, continue.
Sorry. I'm about to leave for a road trip tomorrow with the destination being LA, and I'm wondering if there's anything like a restaurant or something that's I can't miss.
Mark, you got LA Rex?
LA's closed, right?
Yeah, we shut the borders this morning due to an emergency.
That's too bad.
Emergency that I guess I've been told we're not supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
We got the text this morning.
We're all getting sent inhalers.
Yeah.
And we can't leave the city.
Oh, God.
Del Taco is good. You should check that.
Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Del Taco is great.
A few locations around town.
I've heard In-N-Out is pretty good.
The first time I was here, Tim took me to In-N-Out. That was our big date. Remember that?
Yes.
Oh, you can surf awesome. And snowboard in the same day.
Oh, yes.
That's true. A cool thing you can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that is cool you can do that.
Love that.
What's Eric, what's your rec?
Porto's. You got the Cuban bakery, Porto's.
I've heard that name before, actually. Oh, yeah.
Porto's.
Yeah.
Go to Griffith Park and go see the old carousel and then walk up the Hillmore and see the old monkey cages, and you can walk through the vintage monkey cages
yeah.
from that, the original.
I know about the carousel, but not about
no,
that.
They weren't specifically monkey cages.
They were.
Well,
yeah.
there was a bunch of cages there.
But I know. But I could tell the footprints.
Then I heard Randy Newman's taking people on that tour from his video.
Oh, yeah,
You could recreate in that same car.
You could recreate that with Randy.
Yeah, it's like $10,000 or something.
Well, all the food at LAX is great if you just want to stick around there when you arrive.
She's road tripping.
Qdoba?
Qdoba?
Check out the Hollywood Walk of
There's
Fame.
There's Taco
that's
Truck
really, Walk. That's really Wahoo nice.
Tacos? Taco Truck Wars, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you should go see the Hollywood sign, though, right? You can see that from a lot of places. But you got to see it. Is it first time here? So.
Yeah, I've never been there. So.
I'm going to give you the address to Matt Carlin's house, and you could go there and see how he lives. Okay. He's got a very tidy house.
Best view of the Hollywood side.
You should be expecting me then.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Good luck.
What is
thank
your
you address? So much.
Do you have an activity of the day?
Yes, road trip.
Okay, there it is.
Road trip, I guess, would be, or folding your laundry.
There you go.
That's one of the oblique strategies.
All right.
Should we pull another?
Yeah, pull another laundry. Activity. Pull another one. I got an activity of the day.
What is it, Vic?
It is to when you get up in the morning, right when you wake up, you chug a big thing of water. It'll help you throughout the day. I was going to do that now, actually, in honor of my new catchphrase.
Whoa. The sip catchphrase. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is perfect.
I'm going to chug it, and then you read as you.
All right.
I'm going to chug it as you read it.
Ask people to work against their better judgment.
There it is.
That alley no,
can
river
you stop
water.
Drinking now, please? Would you please stop drinking?
It's going.
That LA river water tastes good.
It'll feel better. It'll make your skin look better. Trust
I used
me.
To. Oh, wow. I tell you, I used to live in Atwater. I used to live right by the river there, and we used to walk the dog along the river there and stuff. And I swear to God, I saw this with my two own eyes. These boys right here, these beautiful boys, looking at them. These recorded the following incident and then stored in my brain forever.
Oh, no.
I swear to Christ it happened. I'm walking my dog along, and I see a guy down by the river with a big, big gulp style cup.
Whoop. No.
Drink.
Whoa.
And I wanted to poke these boys out. I wanted to poke these out. And if you don't know, folks, the LA River is a river by the very loosest of definitions.
One step above a sewage treatment plant.
It's just a runoff from the valley, basically.
What?
I don't lie on this show. I don't make up tall tales like Mel Blanc.
Yep.
There was a gentleman by the LA River.
Yeah.
He took a big gulp.
Yeah.
One swoop.
And that's how he started talking like this, is the LA River water.
Yeah. Eric, do you do Yakky Duck by any chance?
What the fuck is Yakky?
No, Yakky Doodle. Yakky Doodle.
What the fuck is this?
Yakky Doodle.
Do you want to hear Yakky Doodle? Do you want to hear Yakky Doodle?
Let's hear it. I don't know if I'm familiar with this character.
I don't have no mama.
Oh.
Oh.
That's like a...
That's a
do you do
one.
Duck-based voices?
I do, yes. Daffy, which to me is Richard Dreyfuss with a lisp.
It really is.
It really is.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not going to be a hot meal for some shark, Mayor Vaughn.
I got a question about Daffy. Is Daffy a word? You know, is it a word? Like silly?
Yeah.
I've never heard it used before.
And really?
We've got to bring Daffy into the vocabulary.
And bring it back.
Because you're not 85 years old.
Yeah, but we got to... It's time for new words for silly.
Like, I feel like I hear, like, every duck sound, and there's always, like, that, like, slur, and they're like, what is that about?
I guess it's because they don't have lips. They only have, like, the bill of a hat for lips.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, speaking of ducks...
Oh, that makes... Okay,
speaking
that makes
of
sense.
Ducks, he is a regular caller to the show, but I think it's appropriate... More than ever, perhaps, more than it's ever been, to bring a duck onto the show very quickly to say hi. I wanted you guys to meet Duck.
All right.
Duck.
I am offended. Oh. I'm offended here.
Duck.
We don't have to have a lisp. We don't got to be wacky.
Daffy.
We can be, who are, what?
Daffy.
Daffy?
Yeah, you.
Continue.
Daffy. Yeah, Doug derailed the show quickly.
Damn chicken, quiet.
Now listen, you're offended that Eric over here, and I mean not Eric, he's just doing a voice from that has been established for many years, but that there's this sort of lispy kind of aspect to the character. You and other ducks are quite offended by that. Is that what you're kind of suggesting?
Yeah, and you know, people are like, ducks can't have teeth, but I do.
That's
you know,
true.
I'm my own duck. What?
Duck, are you offended that they didn't get a real duck to voice Daffy Duck?
I could get canceled.
Yeah.
No, this is not.
That's speciesism.
Yeah. This is why you brought me on the show.
Speciesism.
It's all canceled. Coming out here.
Speciesism.
Mm-hmm. Speciesism.
You know, I think that we're making progress. We're making progress.
Yeah,
things
we have you on the show.
This,
yeah.
This is, a,
this is great.
Yeah, look at me. I'm here. Hello. with my crystal clear pipes.
Yeah, you're true. I don't hear any kind of thing going on.
No.
This is a blip a blip. This is a blip blip. No, I can't even do that. Even if I tried, can't do it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Duck. And you want to? You don't need to apologize, but
if I'm so sorry, Duck. My sincerest.
All right, see ya.
Sincerest apologies. Thank you.
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
16 years from today, Greg Gerstner will finally land the perfect cannonball. Epic splash. Unsuspecting friends. A work of art only possible because Greg is already meeting all these same people at AARP volunteer and community events that keep him active and involved and help make sure his happiness lives as long as he does. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/local.
Right. Bye-bye, duck. Bye-bye, duck. Bye-bye, you bird.
Hello, poultry.
Hello. I was listening to the, there was a, this is very LA specific, but I thought it was kind of funny that the sheriffs, there's two sheriffs debating each other. Did you listen to any of that?
Yeah, I did.
Do you have thoughts about that?
Yeah. I don't know. Two cops fighting?
Yeah. But the guy that's in there now is Villanueva, I think his name is. He seems like a rat. He kind of comes across as a little, kind of a just a sour apple.
Two sheriffs of the same town?
Well, they're
the
running
same?
For this sheriff of L.A. County.
Oh, okay.
It's a huge, it's probably a more powerful position than the mayor.
There was a debate last night, I think. It'd be a new sheriff in town.
But I'm not going to get into the debate or the politics of it, but they were asked what their favorite TV show is, which is important to know.
Yeah.
They both... I don't know how this could possibly happen in the modern world. They both said their favorite show is The Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
Like, I didn't hear it. Somebody told me this. I can only assume it's true. I don't know why somebody would make that up. But What was it? We should get audio of that. Because was the other guy just being like, yeah, she's a fucking big banker. Who cares? Yeah.
Of course.
That's good.
Someone asked him, the one guy, like, what do you read? And
what's his favorite book?
And of course, the Bible is his favorite
book. The Bible.
The Big Bang Bible.
That's what you want to have in there.
Whoever went first, I would have said what they said too. You know, just
Yeah. That makes sense.
Because then, it takes
They should have been forced to say it at the same time.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory.
No issues with that.
There we go.
There it is.
That'd be cool if they said cops.
Cops.
Yeah.
Cops, of course.
Chips.
Cops.
Law and Order.
Whoever cleans the alley river first, I'll vote for them.
Yeah.
Or chugs a big gulp.
Chugs a big gulp challenge.
All right, let's take another call.
Gross. Talk about this Skinner stuff?
Yeah, please, Matt, take it over. Let me catch my breath a little bit, yes. And you can take over this announcement.
Last week on the show, Skinner, the great artist, painted these two paintings. Wes, can you bring them up? Live on the air, and okay. You have a chance to win them in a raffle. There's instructions in the description. If you donate to the International Rescue Fund and send us your receipt at officehourslive@gmail.com. You'll be entered in a raffle to win, so check it out.
If you're
a Skinnerhead, they're very cool.
There are so many people stranded on desert islands, and this group, the International Rescue Fund, is out there searching for them. We have Robinson Crusoe, the Gilligan's Island Gang, the Swiss Family Robinson.
Are they still missing?
They're all missing. And this Rescue Fund is doing great work. They just found Gilligan.
Oh.
Yeah, they've rescued Gilligan and the rest. All of them were still alive.
Some of them were eaten.
some of them just died of natural causes.
Mr. Howell, for sure.
Oh, you got to be able to do him. That's
Jim Backus.
Jim Backus.
Right, lovey. That's it.
That's all he got. That's but he was also the voice of Mr. Magoo.
Mr. Magoo?
Oh, wow. That's right.
Eric, I have a question. How did you, early on, what was your first gig, doing?
Yeah. I started as an animator. I was going to say, I could draw for you right now.
Whoa.
If you want to do it all. I'm not going to be able to create something like
that. Yeah, we don't want to do that every show.
No. You got to spread it out a bit. But but yeah, I was like the janitor at an animation studio. And then I started drawing and editing and stuff. And then I started doing scratch dialogue.
Ah.
The old.
And then they're like, wow, this is better than the
I was doing a Ricardo Montalban impression for a television show. Kirk. Fantasy Island. Tattoo, bring these bags to their room. And for whatever reason, they couldn't get someone to do that. Nickelodeon tried desperately not to hire me, but then they had to.
Wow. Why? What do you mean they tried desperately not to hire me?
Like, who is this guy?
Right. You were better than whoever they wanted to hire, right?
They had. I mean, Tom Kenny. Tom Kenny, Carlos Alazraki. There's so many great people out there. But they ended up settling on me, and I'm so thankful for that, and I'm still here. So
where are the Looney Tunes at these days? Are there new episodes that come out? Is there movies and stuff? I don't keep up with it.
Yeah, it's all out there. They did another Space Jam.
Right.
The sequel, I guess, or it's a reboot.
And you're in that.
I was, yes.
Yeah, you're the voices of all the.
Daffy, Porky, Marvin the Martian, isn't that lovely, Earth creature?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Office, I enjoy Office Hours Live, but it blocks my view of Venus. therefore, I shall have to blow it up. Porky, Foghorn, Elmer.
Holy crow. But yeah. Holy crow.
Can you do tattoo?
No. I mean, it's tough. There's some things that I just never.
That was good.
Ricardo Montalban in that Star Trek 2, though. That's the best ever. That is the best, right?
But naked Kirk, I shall avenge you. Yeah.
He's all ripped. He's got these big boobs. And what is he? It's like, we need you to start lifting.
He got ripped for that movie.
Yeah.
I'm in the gym.
I do. I mean, I'm obsessed with that movie. That might be my favorite movie, Star Trek 2.
Pretty darn good one. Wow. I'm obsessed.
I've seen him in the gym working out.
Yeah.
You know, if you do weights in space, it's like really easy. Weights in space.
All right. I want to do something now. I want to talk about Mark's toys. Mark, do you want to give us a little toy tour?
Do we have toy tour music?
You should be providing that.
Yes, no,
we can give you some toy too.
All this stuff, oh, well, not this thing, but I kind of found on the side of the street. I found this speaker that spins.
That's like a Leslie.
A little baby Leslie speaker.
Plug her in. There she goes. There. I'm going to start getting dizzy.
Yeah, so it's like.
Can we ask, so what is that in front? Is that the microphone sort of in front of it?
That's like a motor.
Oh, that's the motor. But so how is that being mic'd? Is there mic inside of it?
There's a mic down below.
See, down below.
The speaker, and there's a speaker inside there.
The speaker's down below. Hmm. And the speaker isn't actually spinning. The sound
is
spinning.
The sound is being.
Through this thing. And then this is like a little Casio keyboard down there that I packed into. And put this, and I'm using it as like foot.
Are each one of those triggers going into a different input there, and you've assigned notes to them?
Yeah, just soldered wires.
Unbelievable.
Into each of those.
Well, let me just, I assume you're a household name, with certainly my audience, but just to interrupt the Mark Toys, Mark's Toy Tour, and you have more, but I want to contextualize you. Beastie Boys is the big one. When did you connect with them? Let me just, sorry, I'm not good at this.
Similar to our buddy Eric here, I was working at a set company, Cinnabar.
Were you the Beastie Boys janitor? And then,
yes.
Full-time janitor.
I had the most, I had the best equipment.
You're saying you're working
at a set? But I was working at a set company on the Hollywood Center studio lot.
Okay.
Pee Wee's Playhouse was on this lot.
Oh, wow.
And I wasn't assigned to it fully 100%, but every once in a while, Mr. Rubin would want a special little piece, and I'd get assigned.
Not
to
Rick
like,
Rubin, maybe, but Paul Rubin.
Paul Rubin.
The sandwich.
And then from there, I would drive home to the 101, and right between the studio and the 101 freeway was a little studio, Delicious Vinyl. And that's how I met everybody.
Well, but just by driving
by.
I would stop there and go smoke a joint with those guys.
Wow.
Because I knew Mario was working there.
Were you doing music?
No, I wasn't doing music. I was just hanging out.
It's a clove cigarette.
So you knew Mario. Yeah. That's your in
I
with
quit
Mario.
Clothes in the 80s.
Poor Jeff Ross.
Yeah, I knew Mario. But so then when the Beasties came to town, they needed someone to fix a gate that they crashed into at their... At the rental, and then I got called, and that's how I met them.
Crazy,
because you can fix a gate.
Wow.
But were you a musician?
I was also a musician.
You were always
yes.
a musician.
I was always a musician. I was like a session person.
What's the first record you appear on them? Is it Check Your Head or
for the Beastie
Paul's
Boys?
Boutique?
Yes.
Okay, for the Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. But I was hanging out during the Paul's Boutique time, and that was really.
So you're just kind of you're just kind of hanging back, observing, being a cool guy.
Yeah,
smoking weed.
Filling bogs, filling bogs.
Packing bowls.
Packing bowls. Bowling.
And then they go, all right, in this next record, why don't you come in and play some.
No, we need to build our own studio because we lost so much dang money on the Paul's Boutique thing because of the samples, right?
Right.
So they were like,
and that wasn't a huge hit, was it? The Paul's Boutique? It was kind of like...
No, it was very lukewarm, but and they didn't tour, so, you know.
Okay.
It was critically acclaimed, right?
Oh, definitely. Right now, it is like probably... It's in the top five.
It set a benchmark for...
And it created the path forward about using actual, well... They probably thinking we can't keep doing all this sample stuff.
Yeah,
their
accountant was like, you can't do this anymore.
Right.
You got to change it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, building a studio and buying gear. And I had collected all of this gear, as you can see. Like, I just collect musical instruments. And I brought all of that into this space in Atwater Village.
Yeah, yeah.
And built the studio. And bam, it all happened.
And you're there making Check Your Head.
Swinging a hammer. Swinging on the organ,
and show so back to the toy tour.
Oh, yeah.
Show me the record scratch machine.
Oh, the record scratch machine,
and
yeah,
then the radio thing. Those are the two big toys that I absolutely.
Those are
is going to blow brains. And we're giving a lot of secrets away here.
You think it's going to blow brains? Now, I don't know the camera angle here, but here.
I think we're good.
I'll put it up here.
Yeah, we can see.
Our cinematographer will adjust if need be.
Yeah, no, we can see well right there.
Okay, perfect. So this is the little Felix.
Secret box.
Secret box.
Now, I'm a little ignorant to hip-hop technique, so maybe people are going to be like, duh, but I'm...
This isn't anything...
Oh, you don't know that Bob Dylan record where he... No.
That's where hip-hop started, man, with subterranean homesick blues. Don't tell me any different.
First the electric guitar, then he started scratching.
Yeah.
So the idea of scratching, you know, it's like the record and the needle. So I took a cassette player. Is this realistic?
It's very realistic.
You can hear it.
That's the Radio Shack brand, right?
Yeah, that's right. I love that Radio Shack stuff. And so I took the recording head, playback head there, and then I put a piece of cassette, some broken cassette, and I taped it on there. And
thank you for your mic awareness.
Mark, what is on that tape that you chose?
I don't know. I think it was a Love and Rockets tape that I accidentally stepped on.
So it's just it's just a random thing, right?
That does the trick. It's so cool. What is the red thing?
Oh, that's just like a piece of felt so that the tape
gets a little tension there.
Yeah, exactly.
You mix that in with some freestyling, and you got yourself. Check your head. All right, now show me the other one.
Not five, not four, not two, just three.
Now this sound, I think you find a lot on Check Your Head and
this thing is
probably what's cool. An ill communication.
Well, this is what a DJ would actually pull this off. So
we got here
on a mixer. On a mixer, there's like there's one switch. That you can, just
cuts it on and off.
Cut, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would like do this kind of terminating rhythm. So I use this kind of as a little demo and I can save batteries.
So even if there's an emergency, you can still do this.
If I'm on that island,
Killigan's Island.
When the big one hits,
I'm
going to
join that rescue.
You can still DJ.
On that, the rescue team needs to have a break. And
you got
to
have a DJ.
Entertainment. And so, $59 a month. Oh, yeah. Here we go. So. Let's turn it on here. Oh, wow, what's happening here?
You want me to
get
crank
your,
it?
Get your, you might have to give it more of a spin. Yeah.
I can keep spinning.
Oh, it's because the light's on.
Oh, yeah, it's just draining it right away.
Because I was on that rescue mission.
This is why I asked you to come to rehearsal last night.
You saved those soccer players.
My grandma was sick. I heard there's a movie being made on that.
There it is.
Where's that beat?
And you can also be sending telegrams.
You gotta give that beat, Vic.
Yeah, this was the most important piece of equipment.
Yeah, give him a beat.
Rescue.
Give him something fun to. Like the most non-rhythmic beat you can find.
I know.
Find,
I can't wait. There we go.
There it is. It's wild to me.
Yeah.
It's wild to me thinking about making all that stuff back then when there's no Pro Tools, there's no MIDI. You guys are building it and you're putting it on tape. There's no screens to look at.
I took a lot of cues from Lee Perry.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They did a lot of Check Your Head. I mean, Paul's Boutique on a computer though, right? Didn't they?
Yeah, kind Paul's Boutique was no. There weren't many live instruments. Maybe there were a couple, but
you're saying a computer.
That was all samples. No, that was all samples, and then
but
kind of.
So you
kind of
had
like
to use a computer.
Digital audio was just coming in.
Right, the early
Pro Tools, which was DigiDesign, which was like a movie editing thing,
right?
And they'd use the audio part of that.
Oh, cool! They used the movie editing software for that.
Well, that's what Pro Tools came from, movie editing gear. Because when you're editing the movie, right, you got the sound. So they used the sound. To cut.
Look, sound and vision.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
The Holy Trinity.
All right, let's take a. Could there be a hotline caller? Could there?
Absolutely.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too. So let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and use your outside voice. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Let's take...
412, you're live on the air.
I got them.
412, call in.
And I really
412.
The music or the YouTube.
412, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hello, 412.
We owe millions in sample rights. We're currently $250 million in debt from the samples.
So the next album will be a hit. Yeah. The next podcast will be a hit. Where's 402?
All right, let's try 619. 619.
That's New Jersey.
Goodbye!
Hello?
Hello?
619?
I can't hear hey. You.
Hello?
Hey, I'm here. Hey, sorry, I'm using my my
just quiet, quiet. What are you saying? I'm trying to hear you over the chaos. Literally.
Sorry, I'm using my Carlos Santana headphones again.
All right.
No, but I wanted to know if that guy could do the cow and chicken voices.
The guy.
That guy. All right, Money Mark, you're on.
What are you saying?
No, not Money Mark.
Cow and chicken voices.
Cow and chicken, voiced by Charlie Adler. Those were very hard voices to do. I don't know if I've ever tried.
Who is this?
Cartoon Network. I guess this is like the last years of Hanna-Barbera. This is like before Hanna-Barbera got turned into a gym. 24-hour fitness. It's on Cahuenga Boulevard.
Oh, really?
Cahuenga,
yeah.
So they had Dexter's Laboratory, Powerpuff Girls, Cow and Chicken. They even had a Dumb and Dumber cartoon. Like, they didn't look like Jim Carrey or Jeff Daniels, but it was the characters. But I think Cow and Chicken kind of sounded like...
Yeah, just interrupt whenever you want.
He said, no, just do it. Just do it.
I guess a cow kind of sounded like this, and the chicken was kind of like this.
And I think
these are cartoon characters. Yeah. No one knows.
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard one. Yeah. Those are hard. Charlie Adler. He's a great voice director.
Here's the thing. I have a what they call a truth. Matt, can you see this in our text thread? This one I sent the other day. Can you put this up on the screen?
A truth.
Yes. Maybe, my caller. Thanks for the
who
call.
Would you like? I don't want you to do this as Trump. I want you to do this as who? Larry Fine?
Larry Fine.
No, I'm thinking Bugs or Porky.
Sure.
Well, or you take a quick
maybe
read.
Elmer Fudd, maybe.
Elmer Fudd?
Elmer Fudd.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's a little cut off.
It's cropped. You got to zoom out there.
Jesus Christ.
That's Wes, can you zoom out at all on his monitor?
Okay, let's see. No, Will Donald Trump. White power.
There we go.
A small step for television, a giant step for mankind. Don Lemon, often called the dumbest man on television. Having made even LeBron James look smart. And I'm wearing LeBron's right now.
Oh, wow.
During the interview 2 years ago, has been fired from his primetime evening spot on CNN. Extremely low ratings. Very, very low. Low. So low, they're very quiet. And will be thrown into their Death Valley morning show. I assume this means a big salary cut prior to his complete and total future firing from ratings challenge.
Yeah, that's
black it.
This is a terrible sentence. I assume
just
this means a big salary cut prior to his complete and total failure. Future firing from ratings challenge, to put it mildly, CNN.
Good luck, Don. You'll need it. MAGA. good gracious.
This is what this this is what this weirdo's thinking about.
Wow.
Yellow. Weirdo.
That's enough.
He's just watching cable news all day.
It's so if you ask me, it's poetry. Yeah. You know, it's like jazz.
It is like jazz.
A little bit like jazz. It's a little bit like jazz.
It's a little bit like jazz. Like, we used to have jazz musicians on my shows. Like, we used to do them. We used to have Wynton Marsalis, Boom Bing. Woo. We used to bring them on. I made my character OBGYN. For undisclosed reasons. listen. Listen. Another Zoomer, please.
Right. Let's
still talking to Mark, though. We are still in conversation.
Oh, yeah.
We are still talking music.
Wow.
Give us a.
I'm thinking about Death Valley because after that thing right there, I don't know why.
Is this corny? Yeah, is this obnoxious? But. Play a riff that you're associated with that the audience will immediately go, oh.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it on this particular keyboard here.
Switch. Okay, turn to Leslie on.
That I'm associated with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Let's try this. Let's try this. Let's try this one. Let's try this one. Let's try this one.
Oh.
Woo!
Set. I can't tell you that Odelay record when that I was a fan. I knew I was like a fan of Beck from the Loser song. I was like, yeah, this guy's cool, fucking loser. But but I that's like the first record that I can remember being excited about it coming out, because there was a really a lot of quite a bit of hype. I think
that's
good. Rolling Stone was it was deemed this like very important, you know, piece of work, and just being blown the fuck away by that record.
It's when we were still listening to albums front to back. Hello Nasty came out that year too.
Wow.
My Push the Button record came out that year, and it was like a big year for all of the, you know, that crew.
Was there was some Beck Beastie Boys like commingling, or is it?
Yeah, there was. I mean, on the Güero album, he sampled "So What You Want" to make a couple songs, right?
And where was that? Where did you guys do Odelay?
Odelay was done in Silver Lake at the Dust Brothers house.
The one
house.
That looks like a ship.
The one that looks like a ship.
No. Oh. Up in the hills at the Dust Brothers house.
Right.
Everyone thinks that ship is the Dust Brothers studio.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Flea sold it to Tim
Armstrong.
Oh, okay.
Tim has it now.
But you were just on that as a session guy?
Yeah. Actually, when you listen to the that song, where it's at the very, go to the very end, and there's this crazy organ solo.
That's
you on
that. Yeah. So you got paid $250 bucks, and there's a monster.
We don't talk.
No,
numbers
I got some pressed. I got some pressed juice. I got some grass shots.
Oh,
I love
that's
that
good.
Shit.
That's
yeah.
Good. I mean,
I'd rather have that than
the
money.
The fact you were not. I mean, you were to some degree, you could say, behind the scenes of these artists. But I knew who you were. Like, the word got out that there was this guy who was making it sing and making it musical and melodic. That's what
it's all by design, really. Like, to stay back.
Well, they gave you a lot of shout outs too, the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, you know.
And you toured with them and played with them live. Yeah,
like every show.
Yeah,
for like many, many years.
Yeah.
And Sabotage on Letterman.
Sabotage.
That should look up that.
Legendary.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that.
And there's
that
a Live Aid one. I think it's Live Aid. I was like, there's, you know, here's a good story. Sabotage. This is the only note I play.
You just hold that
whole
note.
Song.
Oh, wow.
So I just hold that note. So I was able to jump around. And then the break, when Adam's doing his thing, I would run around the stage, fly directly into my keyboards, and fly over my keyboards.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, they were all playing. You'll see it online.
They were playing like as a band in that that period.
That was fun.
Jeez, good times, huh? Good times.
There I saw was you basketball guys, and lattes. And
I'll tell you what. I think I've told this story, so I won't tell the whole thing, but I saw Lollapalooza with you and Smashing Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have been there? Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That really fucked me up.
That was a crazy fucking show.
Yeah, and that was a, like one of those things where people were like, you got to move back. People are getting hurt up here. It was like one of those
deals. They didn't perfect the barricade yet.
No.
Right? Like, so people were going over and
but I was so far back.
Kind of chaos.
I was so far back, you know, one of the guys said, you know, you guys got to back up. And people did, but that became this like tsunami towards me.
Oh, wow.
Like 5 minutes later, wow. You know, we're just like, whoa, whoa. And I was high, and it was very brain-breaking
day. Okay. Well, I'm glad you had fun.
But I did.
I'm glad you
did. I did not. I'm glad you did. Fully honest with you.
Terrifying. No!
Well, there was something very, like, aggressive and kind of scary about the Beastie Boys in some ways for a festival.
Well, there, yeah. The purple beanie.
Man, there you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Paul Schaefer's standing right behind me trying to tickle me.
I'm going to tickle you.
Did Schaefer jam along? Schaefer got in on the jam, right?
What?
Did Schaefer get in on the jam, right?
He tried to. He was like, yeah, if you watch the clip, he's like trying to get in.
Can I play that note?
Yeah.
The funniest thing, and this is so subtle, but I remember this like, this, you know, when you see something, it just sticks with you forever.
There he is.
Yeah, there's Schaefer's arm.
A hand.
There was that band, Mr. Big. Remember the band, yeah. Mr. Big? I'm the one who wants to be with you. So, anyways, they were on Letterman, and I guess they didn't. They had like not the full band. I don't know. It was one of those where like the Paul's band was playing with them fully in it. And Paul's really, I'm the one who wants to be with you. And after the song, I think Dave just sensed how lame it all was, you know? And it was just at the end going like, hey, Paul Schaefer thinks he's in Mr. Big now. It was so mean.
Called him on it.
Yeah, just called him on it. I wonder if we could find that clip. It's just so cutting.
He's leaving the show, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Schaefer,
yeah,
part of Mr. Big now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everyone else sees the Norm MacDonald's David Letterman impression.
Oh, insane. Man. It's so good.
Want a cracker? Like, he'll just find that weird thing that Dave would do.
Rosie.
You got it again?
Rosie.
Somebody.
Steal the show.
Rosie going to take a gulp of water?
Some of that
please,
L.A. River water.
Somebody, I don't think we're on the air at the moment. We're just hanging out. Is that what that's what it feels like, right?
I forgot that there's a show happening.
Let's take a Zoomer here, Matt. Anybody you're dying to hear from? We got a couple here.
Joe Cart wants a little advice.
Sorry. Somebody's holding up a Check Your Head CD.
Oh, yeah. Check Your Head.
We talked to that guy last week. He had nothing to say.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
wow. Lordy.
Wow.
Joe Cart. We've all seen the Check Your Head album. Joe
Check
Cart needs some advice.
Joe Cart.
He's got a hand up.
He's got a frame.
2021 Zoomer of the Year here. How are you guys doing? I need some advice.
That's right. He's an Omni Award winning Zoomer.
On that painting? Oh, sorry.
You're almost done.
Whoa. I'm officiating a wedding this weekend, non-religious affiliated, and I need maybe some do's and don'ts, what to say. I really haven't flushed it out yet. So
that's not really your responsibility. The responsibility is on the
Jesus
bride and groom
Christ.
To provide you with what they want, how they want it to go. You're just doing them a favor. Yeah,
right. Here's what you do. You keep it short. You just say barely anything.
Yes.
You say the bare minimum.
Yeah, bare minimum.
Like the people watching just want to get on with their day.
That's true. Matt, I officiated your wedding.
That's true.
Whoa.
Really?
And what did I say? I don't remember.
You wrote it for you.
Yeah, you provided it for me. I'm just looking at cue cards.
Yeah.
Did I almost drop the ring or something?
You did drop the ring at one point.
Yeah.
It was on a deck.
Yeah, it was a deck with the slots in it. So it's like,
have you been given no direction? Like what to...
Pretty limited direction.
You got to push it back on them.
Who are these people to you?
Wow. There's do's and don'ts, but don't do the...
They're dead to me after Saturday. That's who they are.
Oh.
They're what?
Oh, whoa.
They're dead to me.
You said who they are. That's me after Saturday.
I'm a serious guy.
Seasons are changing.
Wait, who are they to you?
Yeah, who
Friends.
Are they?
Friends.
Friends. Oh, okay.
Well, you call them after the show today, after you're done listening to the entire show today. By the way, we go 2 hours. If you're listening now, live, you're getting a free show. But after, we put it behind the paywall. So join patreon.com/officehourslive. Like and subscribe everything, right?
Is that what you want me to say?
After this, you call them and say, "Hey, can I get a little direction here?"
Yeah.
Like, you know, go online.
Let's get them on the phone right now. Yeah. Let's get them on this right.
Let's do it.
Can
you
do it?
Can you do that?
I mean, about get them on the phone after the break. Get them.
I don't know, Matt. Okay. I don't want to return to this.
That's fair. You should talk about the famous divorces of history.
at least can I get a first line, maybe an idea for the first thing to say.
We have another guy here with a joke in the Zoom. You can borrow his joke. One short perfect. Joke. How about that?
Wonderful.
You can say hello. Thank you. Welcome.
Hey guys.
We are gathered here today. You know, take the shit from Princess Bride.
Peter. Oh yeah, just do that.
Right.
Sailing.
Exactly.
Peter's cook.
Perfect.
Knowledge is what brings us together. Right?
That's it.
I have a good line he could say.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
I know it's non-religious, but...
How can this be possible?
Logan, you seem to be happily paired with somebody. Maybe you can move this show along. Good luck, Joe.
Thank you.
Hello, Logan. Logan.
Hey,
Roy.
Guys. How's it going?
Thank you.
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hey, we're doing great. We're calling you from Paris, France right now.
Oh! Give us a little Pepe Le Pew.
Yes, I have been cancelled because of the obvious reasons. I'm a little touchy-feely.
Yeah, inappropriate.
Yes.
Is he cancelled?
Yeah. He's just been erased.
He's been erased. Cartoons get erased.
Hey, hey Tim, I got a SNL pun if you want to hear it.
Always.
All right. So I had my Slavic friend come and visit the other day. We had a bunch of guys over. It's kind of like a frat initiation. We play a game every once in a while, and I wanted him to play. So we get everybody around in a circle, right? And I'm explaining him the rules. I said, look, man, so everyone here has, it's kind of like Duck, Duck, Goose. Everybody has hair. There's one guy with no hair. The objective for you, right, is to guess who doesn't have the hair, but you got to use your tongue, right? And I said, do the rules make sense to you? And he said, yes, I think so. So I lick bald win. I lick bald, I win. Alec Baldwin, guys.
All right.
There it is. There it is.
Very good. Ma'am, what's your name?
Hey.
Are you just are you a, is this, is the woman with you just a French woman that you just met this evening?
Yeah, no, she's like the picture. She came with the hotel room.
What's your name? Oh, that's inappropriate. What's your name? What's your name?
No. Go ahead.
I'm Andrea.
Andrea,
nice to meet you.
Are you proud of Logan? Do you find him? Do you find him funny and charming?
Very, very.
Did He's you guys just meet in Paris?
For a long time.
No, we met in Germany.
Yeah. Okay, so
you're moving through the continent.
You're moving through the continent.
Yeah.
You got that rail pass, right? Yeah.
We just spent 4 days in Istanbul.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
How was that?
Hey, Tim, I just want to say I saw you in San Francisco at the Place of Fine Arts. It was an awesome show.
Palace of Fine Arts.
The place.
No.
Yeah, the queen. They just buried the queen at the place.
Yeah.
The place. I am a huge fan. I'm listening to you guys. Like, I have alarm set every week. I had an alarm set right now on the underground train. I was like, fuck, we got to get back to the hotel. And get off.
That's cool. You know, we tape it and you can watch it anytime. I want you to enjoy the City of Lights.
Yeah, why aren't you out in the... In Paris,
But you're trapped. This is your girlfriend or partner or something or what?
No, this is my wife.
Your wife, okay. It isn't some trollop that he picked up on the streets of Berlin.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for Doug, man, and it's kind of a boring question, but you seem to be really well traveled, man. Do you have any spots that you return to often over here in Europe?
No, but I can recommend Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Cool, man. Thanks.
No, I went to Barcelona this summer and I loved it there, so I would recommend that.
Oh, yeah. Barcelona is a great.
Barcelona.
Yeah. Barcelona.
How would.
Barcelona. Yes. Barcelona. The City of Light.
The Sheboygan.
Yeah, I got another. I got another SNL fun if you want to.
We're good.
Oh boy!
I want you to get back to enjoying your vacation and leave the comedy to us.
All right, will do. Hey, it was great talking with you.
Great
guys.
Talking to you. Thank you for coming to the show in San Francisco. Safe travels.
And
all the best. Oh my God, it's 11:05, Matt. Why don't we take a little break? And Mark, do you want to do a song after we come back from the break?
Sure, why not?
Jam out? You're sticking around?
I'm here, man.
All right, we're here till noon on the Pacific Coast here and be back in 5 minutes.
Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year.
This is comedian Jerry Seinfeld. Here to let you know there's more of this episode waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. Get over there to find out what the deal is with all of the bonus content, merch store discounts, and much more. Become the master of your domain by subscribing to the Patreon today.
I want less government. Control and regulation want to stop and expose all political corruption. Where's integrity, morality, accountability? Government programs should lead to self-sufficiency.